because, as promised, we are joined right now by a PGA Tour golfer, the four-time winner on the PGA Tour, two-time member of the Ryder Cup team. He is playing in this week's Travelers Championship in Connecticut. The field includes Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Bryson DeChambeau, Jason Day, John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, and more. Fans can watch the tournament on Golf Channel and CBS. My guest is Keegan Bradley. Keegan, it's great to have you on the show. Keegan, how are you?
Hey, brother. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's so good to have you. Listen, before we get to the event this week, I got to know, what's it been like to get back to golf and compete once again?
It's been great. I mean, you know, anybody wants to get back to work, especially us. It's been a relief to get back out there and do what we love to do. I just left the testing center for this, the Travelers Championship, and the test is brutal, I have to say, but it's great to be back out.
Hey, Keegan, what is that test like? Without getting too graphic, for those who have not done it, I have not done it, but I've heard the same thing. What is it like?
It's basically feels like something so far up your nose. I can't tell you how uncomfortable it is. I've done it now twice. This one was worse than the last one. But it's we have to do it, and it's great for the tour, and we get our results back in like an hour, hour and a half. So it happens quick, but it's 10 out of 10 uncomfortable.
I'm sorry that I asked. My bad. We're talking to Keegan Bradley. Now, when the tour was suspended, you said that you knew a guy who owned some polo fields and would allow you to go out and field into the field and hit and shag your own balls. That's a little bit different. What was that experience like?
You know, it was actually great. I went a couple of weeks where I couldn't practice, and that's not what I like to do. And I have a friend, Tom, who owns polo fields, and I just texted him one day, and he said, sure. So I went out there, I shagged my own balls, and it was actually like some of the best practice that I've had over the last couple of years. It was just, you know, back to bare bones, like as when you were a kid, and hitting to little specific areas, and it was a lifesaver because I was able to come back out a little more ready.
We're talking to Keegan Bradley. So now that the tour is back, what's it been like to play with the current policies as it relates to COVID?
Well, they've done an incredible job, honestly. I didn't know what to expect. You know, as the physical act of us playing our sport is probably the best for this coronavirus. The traveling, and see, we don't have team planes or team hotels or team dinners. So that part's a little challenging for us, and we have to be very careful. But being out in the course is not much different. You know, we have no fans, but a lot of times we're not playing in front of many fans anyways, unless you're in the last couple groups. So, you know, it's not that big of an adjustment. But it certainly is a little weird, I think, for the last couple groups with no fans.
We're talking to Keegan Bradley. Now, the tour is coming to Connecticut for the Travelers Championship. You finished second at the Travelers last year. You were six shots off the lead when the final round began. You made up a shot in the front nine. Then you had four birdies and six holes to start the back nine. So when you think back to last year's event, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Well, I'm from New England, so this is sort of my home event. It's an event that all my, you know, friends and family come to. It's the first tournament, PGA Tour event I ever visited as a kid. So it's very, very special for me. And the Travelers and all the people there, they do such an incredible job representing New England and everything they do for the local communities. And I just love it here. I would, outside the majors and, you know, WGCs, this would be the tournament I'd want to win the most.
I mean, the story goes that when you were growing up, you used to go to the Greater Hartford Open. So what was it like, and you touched on this, but what was it like to be playing the TPC River Highlands and having the crowd go crazy for you on Sunday last year?
Oh, man, it was a dream. It was like I've won tournaments, and that's been so incredible, obviously. But this was sort of different in that I felt that home field advantage that we don't get in our sport, really. You feel it in a Ryder Cup, but you know, I was playing in front of my home fans, and they really got behind me. I kind of imagine that's what it's like for Phil or Tiger to play pretty much every week. And, you know, I was out there on the back nine, and I could just feel this crowd pulling for me. And it was just, it was sort of emotional because it's something that I dreamed about from a little kid, and I made a good run. And hopefully this year will be a little better.
We're talking to Keegan Bradley. Last month, I thought you did something really cool. As part of Mother's Day, you produced a list of 18 things about your mom. And one of them is this, quote, "Once when I was little, I was so sad that I couldn't play golf in the Vermont winter. She drove me 5 hours to a year-round range in Cape Cod," end quote. I mean, that's an amazing story. What was that day like? And what's that say about your mom?
Well, growing up in Vermont, I couldn't play golf for 6-7 months out of the year. So I always felt there'd always be junior tournaments going on or people that I knew playing and winning tournaments, and here I was. I looked out the window, there's 3 feet of snow on the ground, and I think my mom kind of sensed that, and we just immediately got in the car. I didn't know what we were doing, and we drove to the Cape in Massachusetts, which has year-round ranges, and I was able to go hit balls, and it just cheered me up. It's just another story of what, you know, my parents and what many parents and as young athletes do for their kids to help them improve or just have a good time.
I love that story. It's an amazing story. Keegan Bradley is my guest. And, of course, your relationship with Michael Jordan is pretty well known. You've been wearing Jordan golf shoes from before there were really Jordan golf shoes. How did the idea of the Jordan brand golf shoes first come to be?
Well, I've become pretty close friends with MJ just through the years of playing golf, and we played the same course in Florida, and the guy loves golf. I've never met anybody that loves golf more than Michael Jordan. He wants to play 36 holes every day, if not more. He watches golf. He follows the tour. And I finally got up the nerve one day to kind of question him if he wanted to make some golf shoes, and he was very excited about it. And I kind of was able to watch from the ground roots of a Jordan golf shoe from the start. I had a lot of input in the technical side, and I gave my side of what I would like in a shoe. And coming from a guy that grew up idolizing this person, to where if he had a big game the next day, I had trouble sleeping, or like I was at school thinking about it, you know, we're going to watch MJ tonight. So a lot of that, one of the cool things about becoming a professional athlete is you get to meet your idols that you grew up with. And then in some cases, like Michael, I've been able to become friends with them, and it's surreal.
Yeah, something about him too. Like anybody who watched any of the recent doc or knows anything about Mike knows that he's insanely competitive. You recently told Jason Sobel, though, that he's also one of the nicest guys around. It might be hard for people to believe after seeing The Last Dance. So what is that like? What makes him so nice? What do you know about him that we don't know?
Well, the thing I always tell people about MJ is he is the nicest, most generous person I've ever been around, meaning I come bring my friends to play golf with him, and he'll get their number and text them to, let's play tomorrow. I don't have to be there, or stuff like that. Or he's just, to everybody around him, he's so generous. He's so generous to the local communities, and he's a guy that I can text at any point in the day and ask for advice about anything, and he's there for me, and he's there for everybody in his life. And he's really a role model that I have looked up to, and for somebody so famous and for somebody that can't really do much of anything, I've seen him interact with public better than I can, and he's a million times more recognized, 10 million times more recognizable than me. There's a lot of things about Michael that I really admire and try to live up to.
Keegan Bradley joins me for another moment. There's also this great story, a famous story, when you and Luke Donald were at Baker's Bay, you golfed, and then you were going to play some basketball after that. Jordan said that he would come along, but he wasn't going to wear shoes, so he wasn't going to play. For those who do not know, what happened next and who else was in that game?
Well, we went, and yeah, he didn't have his shoes, and we were playing 21. And I wanted to play with him. You know, obviously, you at a basketball court, let's play with Michael.
Right.
And so all of a sudden he sent his buddy, one of the guys that was with us, to go get his shoes, which we kind of knew what was going to happen. And then Tom Brady was on the island as well, which I'm from New England. Tom Brady, Michael Jordan and Brady are right there together. And we played a pickup game. And I got to watch Michael Jordan play. And the thing that sticks out is we were playing outside and it was super windy out. And, like, you know, when you're shooting outside, it's tough to shoot a basketball. The wind's blowing in everywhere. And he was shooting these, like, in golf, we call them punch shots, like these low little shots. Every shot's going in. And it was just incredible. And then I had to guard Tom Brady. And Tom Brady was going so hard during this game. And I had to, at one point, say to him, like, listen, dude, I can't hurt yourself here. I'll never be able to go home ever again. So, like, take a little breather. But it was really fun.
Dude, how intense did that get?
It was fun. I mean, Brady was, he was looking to beat me. He was, you know, you see these, you hear about these stories of these competitive guys, and then you see it up close. He wanted to beat me and, like, not let me touch the ball. But it was fun, and, you know, it's another moment in my life that I get to cherish. I mean, what a cool time that was.
That is awesome. He is a PGA Tour pro, a four-time winner on the PGA Tour, a two-time member of the Ryder Cup team, and another big stop coming up this weekend. Fans can watch the tourney this weekend on the Golf Channel and CBS. It is the Travelers Championship in Connecticut. Keegan, I'm so glad we got to do this. It's great to have you on the program, and thank you very much for closing the show today.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
That was fun. Keegan, well done. Keegan Bradley.